I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, it's Dukes and Bell on a Tuesday. Coming up, we're going to talk to Joe Patrick about our Braves as they continue that West Coast trip before coming home. They got Monday off, by the way, next week, and then Phillies, and then Mets, and then it's playoff time, right? Mm-hmm. We hope. By the way, just out of curiosity, you feel like this team can go further than what you believed maybe 2 months ago?
Hinoa didn't really impress me last night again. Another inning where, you know, they're short outing with not a lot of innings burned. And I don't know. I trust three starters right now. I got to throw Hinoa in a guy I don't trust. I hate to say that, but we're kind of we're in the same boat as last year. We got as much hitting because we've found the way to follow up, to replace Acuna's production, right? So we've got amazing stuff going on, or even like, you know, Soler batted leadoff. Jock Peterson, who's really clutch in the postseason, he can't even crack the lineup half the time right now, right? That's how deep we are in this lineup. But the pitching is still thin to me. Rodriguez, yeah. If you didn't stay up to watch the end of the game last night, it was garbage time, but Rodriguez, everything was up in the strike zone. He gave up everything that was hit from Rodriguez with like batting practice. I mean, like, Glavin's like, geez, he's got to get it down in the strike zone. So I just, long answer to a short question, as I always do. Yeah, I mean, you never know when you get in the playoffs. You know, you never know. But I mean, but the teams were potentially matching up with like the Brewers or the Dodgers. You know, there's just better pitching right now.
I agree. We could surprise ourselves and get back to the NLCS. Again, we're doing this without, you know, our best player in Ronald Acuna, our five-tool guy. But right. the deals were made to put you in this position. But to Mike's point, I got to see the pitching live up to it. And that's beyond the bullpen. I'm talking about starting pitching.
Hey,
in the playoffs, right. Mike, you got to get quality starts in these playoffs. And we just haven't had a whole lot of those recently.
Right. And I love the job that Charlie Morton's done. And Fried has, you know, it's not as maybe as good a year overall, but still statistically he's checking all the boxes. So, yeah, man, we're a little thin. Hinoa makes me a little nervous. Ian Anderson, not as dominant, because maybe last year, you know, he just, the momentum and the, I don't know, adrenaline, whatever it was, and a little bit different this time around. But, yeah, man, the one thing real quick, I know guys are like, yeah, well, we're still not winning the world. Guess what? This was a window for this team with all the star talent we just talked about. Some of these guys we're going to keep for next year to really bolster your bench depth, right? Because we know Acuna's going to be a little late getting back to start next season. But it's not like they were going to break the team up. We got a bunch of guys who can really rake for a bunch of stiffs. Right? We gave up a bunch of nobodies. So we didn't give up anything and we kept ourselves in a pennant race. So what's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I'm with you. And I'd rather be here than where the D-backs are. Okay? Right. I mean, we could be on the opposite spectrum of this and going, oh, I can't believe we're losing 100 games. And here's the thing about baseball. Nobody cares about the draft. Okay? So it doesn't work that way. You get better as your team and your young players develop through your system, and then you go acquire players who are proven. You could talk about the draft in baseball all you want. So I'd rather be on this end of the spectrum than the other end. And I totally agree with you, Mike. It's Dukes and Bell, 404-741-0929. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. And follow this radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. We're on the gram. Great pictures of your food over the weekend were posted at Dukes and Bell, hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. So great job over the weekend doing that, guys. And follow us on Twitch as well. Let's get to an NFL Blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
So Jared Goff is average. But Dukes, he went to a Super Bowl. I know. But he had great coaching and a lot of good players around him. But last night, Mike, after the start that Jared Goff got off to, you went, uh-oh, he's about to put on a show. It's going to be a shootout.
Yeah.
That's what elite quarterbacks do in this league. And I want to keep thinking that Jared Goff is going to take the next step. But, Mike, I see why the Rams moved on from him. I do. And last night was another example. You can tell me all the things that the Lions are not. Mm-hmm. But quarterback play had you in the game, and then quarterback play took you out of the game.
Well, also maybe some of those plays that were scripted, right, and things that worked well, and then you got into the meat of your schedule, meat of your playbook, and what the Packers did to change things and move it around. Once again, I watched the Manning broadcast, Eli and Peyton. It was pretty funny. They had Gronk on last night. It was hysterical. But we'll talk more about it in Guy Talk. But one thing that they were talking about with Peyton, he's like, those safeties are so those safeties are out of the picture. You can run all day on them. So that's what they did. And if you didn't see the game, Aaron Jones had a monster day statistically, caught a bunch of touchdowns, and honored his dad. By the way, who had passed away, had a little chain car with his dad's ashes and a medallion, and it broke in the end zone. Couldn't find it. So one of the trainers stayed out to about 1:45 at night last night to find the guy's chain, and Aaron Jones had a fantastic night, though. And the Packers, everyone out of your point on the tees, saying, let's slow the roll on Aaron Rodgers being done.
Here's Aaron Rodgers on one of those touchdowns to Aaron Jones, and if he was on your fantasy team like Mike, congratulations.
Rodgers looking, waiting, sends it out left side, Aaron Jones, wide open to the end zone, touchdown, 11-yard touchdown pass, Aaron Rodgers to Aaron Jones, and a Lambeau leap to the north end zone stand for Showtime.
What defines greatness, whether you think he's a jerk, whether you think he's an egomaniac, which he is how you get up off the mat. Worst game in his career last week, comes back, was almost flawless last night. Listen to Aaron Rodgers.
Even more now than when I started playing, there's so many overreactions that happen on a week-to-week basis. So it's nice to come out, have a good performance, and get the trolls off our back for at least a week.
The trolls.
I love it, man. Now, again, this is a team that's coming off of, what, two NFC championship games, Mike?
Right.
Were they sleeping in week one against the Saints? Maybe. But everybody last night was talking about the fact that they don't trust this defense. They love Aaron Rodgers and this offense,
right,
but they don't trust the defense.
No, so, I mean, watching last night, I thought Tom Brady and the Bucs go right back to this NFC Championship. I think the Rams will give these guys some trouble. Mm. They got to tighten it up. It's just they're just, and I don't know how much of it is schematic or just the Jims and the Joes, but they're just not bringing it. And I mean, a better quarterback than Goff will pick them apart.
Yeah, I just. Goff to me is just, he's just average. I mean, and speaking of the Peyton broadcast, Goff has the fumble. I loved it when he talked about the wet ball drill. That's something nobody talks about. Like, nobody ever brings that up. And here is a guy that's a Hall of Famer going, you didn't do the wet ball drill. I loved it. So either way, they lose last night. And by the way, if you are into things like covering, they actually covered, which I thought, Mike, 11 points, 11 and a half was a lot for the Green Bay Packers. But that just goes to show you, second half was completely different than the first half.
One thing about the Packers, and again, we were talking about how their defense struggles. They gave away 171 yards rushing to Alvin Kamara and the Saints. And Jameis had a big scramble in that first game. They did tighten up. Now, I don't know how much of this was by design, because it was a good game at the halftime. So it wasn't like the Detroit had to abandon the run. So, I mean, the Saints were able to run. Detroit didn't really try to do something in the run last night. So I don't know how much of that's on the coaches or Green Bay adjusting what they were trying to do.
It's our NFL Blitz, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Let's hear from Bruce Arians. Mike brought this up yesterday, saying Richard Sherman might be headed to the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I think, you know, Jason's reached out. We've got to see what he's got other things going on, too. And just a matter of, I coach the ones that we got and let him handle the rest of that. And we'll kick the tires on some other guys, too. But, yeah, it's just a matter of, no, we'll talk and see. And if it's the right fit, it's the right fit, and we'll move on it.
Hey, man.
Jason Light is who we're talking about.
Right. And, Antonio Brown has gone through the Tom Brady car wash. And really, like, Richard Sherman had some off-the-field stuff that we've talked about, but that's in the rearview mirror. The guy is still going to be able to perform in the nickel package and help you out. And you're so thin right now, it's secondary. He can only help you. So why not?
No doubt. Listen, it wouldn't surprise me if Sherman ends up there, but Sherman's just one of many stars if he's on that team. That's the uniqueness of that locker room. And you've got enough leadership that you don't have to worry about it one way or the other. By the way, I don't think Richard Sherman's a bad guy, but you know, Mike, people talk about him coming in and maybe talking too much and all that kind of stuff.
Come on.
I don't believe that.
That thing's on cruise control in Tampa Bay. I just feel that they're gonna be fine. Hey, you heard our man, Big Chuck Smith, was talking about how the offensive line for the Steelers couldn't protect Big Ben, a pectoral injury, and some feeling this could be his last season, Carl, in the NFL. Ed Bouchette of The Athletic's reporting that. So the injury report comes out on Wednesday, so we'll see just what his status is. He's 39, and he's taken a lot of hits in the last 5 or 6 years. A lot.
All right, now our next opponent is the New York Giants. So if you missed this last week, and maybe you didn't watch, because we don't assume that you do, but the Giants wide receiver's name is Kenny Golladay. They went out, got this guy. He's supposed to be, you know, a big part of what they're doing offensively. He's seen on the sidelines last week yelling or at least fussing at Daniel Jones. But he says, Mike, that outburst was for Jason Garrett, the offensive coordinator?
Well, I mean, talk to Cowboy fans. You want to scream at him the last decade yourself, wouldn't you?
So the video makes it seem like Golladay's yelling at Daniel Jones. In reality, he said his discontent in the moment was actually with offensive coordinator Jason Garrett. Pretty much just me and him talking a little bit.
Okay.
We're going to put a product on the field that the people of this city and region be proud of.
Yeah, I mean, they preach discipline. They got a bunch of stupid penalties, which effectively killed them against the WTFs the other night. So here's one thing I do know, Carl.
What's that?
Sunday afternoon, somebody, either us or the Giants, barring a tie, will finally have our first win of the year. Here's what I worry about with A.J. Terrell out. I've got Sterling Shepard in fantasy, so just when you think this guy's got nothing left, he's had two good games in a row. Mm-hmm. Slayton had the big drop the other night against D.C. Kenny Golladay, you mentioned. They've got Kyle Rudolph they've added because Ingram's injured. And then, of course, you know, Saquon Barkley. And Barkley is the X factor. Is this a guy who can kind of get things going? And because I think Giants fans probably look at us, our defense, and say, hey, we can get him on track against the Falcons. Can we stop him and keep Daniel Jones inside the tackle box, too, because he can move?
He can move. Golladay, by the way, 3 catches, 8 targets for 38 yards last week. Mm. That's why he was fussing.
Right.
And remember, this was their big free agent acquisition. $40 million guaranteed. 3 catches and 38 yards. So I guarantee you, Mike, they're going to try to exploit him this week. They're going to try to use him, find ways to get him the ball, get him satisfied, and they think they can do it against our defense. It's one of the things that we'll be watching heading into Sunday. Mm. Meanwhile, Baker Mayfield's MRI, Mike, downplaying his left shoulder injury, saying, oh, it's not that serious. You believe him?
Well, yeah, you know, the Browns, man. You know, now they got expectations. What are they going to do? Baker's going to have to play banged up. Jarvis Landry, by the way, just got put on the IR with a knee injury. He's going to miss at least 3 games. And I don't know what I have to look up and see what Odell Beckham's status is. But all of a sudden, all that wealth they've got at wide receiver, all of a sudden now they get a little thin all of a sudden.
Yeah, and Beckham, by the way, he was a scratch the first game of the season. That was the Chiefs. And the bottom line was, for his workload, this is what they said, he wasn't ready to return. Remember, he had major knee surgery in the offseason. So they scratch him. But is he not going to play the first 5 or 6 games? I mean, at some point, Odell Beckham's got to get back out there. And now without Jarvis Landry, you're absolutely right. They are thinner than what we thought they'd be out on the wide receiver spot.
Chris just said in my ear that it's questionable for ODB. That's old dirty bastard. I always do that. OBJ. But know your acronyms. But yeah, from Odell Beckham. So I guess he'll have to get in the mix, right?
Yeah.
He better had. Hey, you mentioned last night, and I don't know how much you've been watching. Some guys find it distracting. I love the Peyton Manning, Eli Manning broadcast. I thought that was Gronk. How funny was Gronk last night? He's like a lovable cartoon character.
Well, you see, I mean, you just get the gist of why he's just fun to be around. You know, we always talk about guys you want to hang out with, guys you want to have a beer or go drink with or whatever, go fish. It doesn't matter. Gronk's that dude. I would be completely entertained for 3 or 4 hours just being there and hanging out with Gronk. And you see that in his personality. And he's like a kid, right? Hey, Peyton. Hey, Eli. So good to be with you guys.
It was somebody who goes, hey, Peyton, since I've gone to Tampa, I got more commercials than you now. And the best part was, that, you know, they finally gave Eli a little more speaking parts. It was funny because Peyton goes, I was reading the fan mail. They said, let Eli speak. And then Eli was like, everybody says I should do more forehead jokes about Peyton. And Dad said, I got to wait till week 7. I thought that was great. But anyway, they talked to him about watching film. They said, how much film work do you do? And Gronk goes, I don't do that. He goes, Tom Brady watches 40 hours of film a week. I just asked him who's covering me.
It's a great response.
It made me laugh. I thought it was pretty funny.
It is. It's a great response. All right. Speaking of responses, Arthur Smith on Matt Ryan, on Kyle Pitts, and explosive plays. It's coming up next. It is Dukes and Bell coming up, guys. We're going to talk some more Braves with our guy. He is our Braves insider. Joe Patrick is set to join us coming up at around 4:20 today. And we'll talk about the dogs, Mike, and you know, a lot of people reacting yesterday to some of the things we were talking about with the quarterback situation. And again, I just – it's not that I have a problem with the dogs' play. They're playing like they need to play. I wish everybody was back healthy so we could get a real semblance of what this offense is going to look like, because I don't think we've even seen what they can be. But my issue was – how you handle your quarterbacks goes a long way. And, you know, when you're throwing guys in there for no darn reason, I thought Kirby, it was not justified. And maybe he's going to say, well, you know what? We thought it was in our best interest to play Stetson Bennett. But I just thought the timing, Mike, you talked about, right, play him later.
Right. I mean, if you're feeling the JT Daniels, the explanation made no sense. Well, they're both rotated in during it. Well, so what? I mean, all the quarterbacks get some reps, right?
That's right.
So, I mean, JT Daniels is the guy that we want to get as many reps as possible. So he's seeing everything. So when he do play in the games when he's going to have to be on fire, he's ready to roll. Bennett has been a good soldier. No one denies that. But if you let JT do his thing and then let Stetson do the mop-up job. But to bring him in, and what does he do? He promptly throws a pick, and you gave South Carolina briefly some life, but they couldn't do anything with it. They settled for a field goal. But it just, I mean, there's no rhyme or reason to it. So this thing is a train that is rolling down the track. You got one of the, you have the best defense in college. Just got to work on the running game, you know? So if you want JT to hand off the ball, fine, but let's work on the running game. That's one area that Kirby himself in the press conference said they've got to address. But, I mean, why are you monkeying around with that? That's the thing that most Georgia fans agreed with us about. Why are you doing that?
Made no sense. But, you know, he's going to say that it was work that needed to happen, blah, blah.
No. We know. You know exactly what you have in Stetson Bennett, but you've got to get JT more reps and just let JT do his thing. Now, again, if it's a physical concern, fine, then pull him. But rotating it makes no sense.
All right, guys, 404-741-0929. If you're just joining the show, we're also talking about our Falcons, and our poll question is up. A lot of people reacting to that as well today. Because we're asking you a pretty serious question in the sense that, you know, when you look at our team, we're 0-2, but it's not just about this season. This is about the makeup and the DNA of what we've seen with our organization over the last few years. Now, I've got to give Terry Fontenot time and certainly Arthur Smith time to do what they need to do, and they're going to do as much as they can this year. None of these guys are playing to lose, okay? They're not. But you can only do so much with what you've got. And we said, is it years of just systematic failure that you feel like, hey, that's the crux of our issues? Is it players unprepared, not playing well, not good enough? Or maybe it's the perception of losing, and it's just that. Or maybe it's not letting things happen. Maybe the coach is not building and giving them time. Go vote, guys. It's Dukes and Bell 929. We'll dive back into that. But speaking of Arthur Smith, Mike, he had the coaches show yesterday. He's going to join us for his weekly visit tomorrow on the program. We'll talk about, obviously, last week, but we'll also look ahead to the Giants. But a few things that he talked about. Matt Ryan. Were we critical of Matt yesterday? Yes. And we should have been. But Arthur Smith was asked about Matt specifically on the coach's show.
Yeah, for the most part. You know, we sometimes you can look at some of those passes, as you know, Arch. I mean, those are rough. You know, it's kind of how the
– Sure.
The history of the West Coast offense, you know, if you go back and look at Bill Walsh in Cincinnati, a lot of it was out of necessity. And when you're playing a team as stout as they are inside, you know, we felt we had some opportunities we may have missed in the run game, but we knew it was going to be a kind of a tough game, certain things they were going to try to take away, and that's the punch and the counterpunch, which I love the challenge schematically. So I thought Matt did a pretty good job. You know, we kept things moving. And tried to adapt, and you know, I was at least pleased that we'd made progress in our pass pro, which allowed us to implement that part of the game plan.
Yeah, and we're talking about pass protection. We talked earlier about the offensive line and the job that Mayfield is doing, and they see promise, and that's why they let him ride out with it. I mean, guys, I think you brought this up, I think was it last week, Carl, you said if you're going to go back and look at you on your first day, on your first day of a new job, and that was going to be the way you're defined for 30 years, you're trying to figure out where the water cooler is. Where's HR? Where do I get paid? You know, there's a lot of basic stuff here, you know, and whether you're, you know, again, the old days, if you interned or, you know, you were working as an apprentice, you know, in a body shop, something is the first day where you're going to screw stuff up. So, unfortunately, the stakes are great. We only get 17 of these games to figure it out, but this was the lot that he was left with. They didn't want to go into the season like this. They would like to have an established veteran, but that was not available. So that's why we're here, right?
It is. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's hear Arthur Smith talk about Kyle Pitts. Now, Mike and I again, for what it's worth.
More.
Yeah, I want it now. I mean, give me more targets. Let's hear Arthur Smith.
Yeah, you know, pleased with where how he's coming along. There were some little plays that he made that kind of go unnoticed that I thought they're encouraging. Him blocking at the point of attack, I think it's huge. When he can show that he can pretty much line up in every damn position on the field, other than behind the center, the better we're going to be. And so he's handling all that stuff. And, you know, you saw some things yesterday, which is why we wanted to draft him. And, you know, he's the high just where we picked him. There's some things that are really natural for him for a big guy. You know, like you're talking about that catch he made. You know, that's thrown into a tight window. He doesn't even break stride. Reaches just behind him and scoops it in and keeps going. You know, I had a good coach tell me one time that real pro is the guy that makes the hard look easy. That certainly he did that at times yesterday.
Exactly. And again, we're just scratching the surface, Carl, of what this guy can do.
I know, man. He's gonna have a breakout. Okay, he hadn't had it yet. He's gonna have a breakout game where he scores a couple of touchdowns, has a big 100-yard game, and kind of puts the NFL on notice. It just doesn't happen overnight. And, you know, as talented as these guys are, and you see it, you see glimpses, it just doesn't. And so I'm with Coach on this. I totally agree with him on Kyle Pitts. I don't know, Mike. Here's my question about where we're at with him. Are they trying not to give him too much in the game plan to not overwhelm him? Or is this simply just a function of how the game is going?
A little bit of both, maybe. I mean, only the coaches will know for sure. And, well, you know what? Well, you or me will ask him that, Arthur Smith, that question tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because, again, I mean, the first week we asked him about it, he kind of said that, well, he might have been tired, and nobody wanted to hear that one. But I that could have been Arthur covering for things which he wasn't familiar with or ready to do, or they weren't comfortable enough to implement in the game plan. I don't know. One thing for certain, this guy is playing one of the hardest positions as everybody had. If you listen to Randy Mack in the middays, there's a lot to digest in the first year, you know. And some guys don't want to hear that. But, again, you've got to be able to block. You've got to be able to do things in the run game. And, obviously, you've got to also do some things running the routes. What's the phrase been used a million times? It's like you're trying to, you know, you want a tablespoon of this? They're turning a hose on, right? And that's how much information that you're going to have to absorb. So, look, let's roll with it, guys. I know that everybody wants it yesterday and the metric, and even said himself, it's got to be like 1,000 yards and X amount of touchdowns. And we might get there. The guy, you can see the skills.
You definitely can. All right, one more thing I do want you to hear, and that's Arthur Smith talking about limiting explosive plays. Now, Mike says he's worried because no A.J. Terrell, probably concussion protocol, and that means he won't be available for a Sunday against the Giants. I think he's our best corner, but that doesn't mean you don't go out and compete and maybe scheme up some things against Daniel Jones. Here's Arthur Smith talking about explosive plays.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, throwing different looks at him, you know, little subtleties, you know, we got to certain things we could have executed maybe a little bit better with some of the underneath stuff that you know you kind of give up. You don't want to give those plays up. We try to basically you eliminate the really explosive plays and some of those chunk plays getting there, whether they manipulate the underneath coverage. I thought our pressure picked up. We at least affected them from the pocket, so it wasn't too comfortable. I think that helped Arch. You know, as the game got going, we kind of calmed down. I thought Dante Fowler made a pretty big game-changing play down there, and you know when they were driving. So that it all went together. You know, we can't give away 21 points off turnovers. You know, 14 of them were pick sixes, and then you know another touchdown coming out of the half with a ball tipped right there. So we got to do a better job playing cleaner in all three phases.
And that's key. I mean, we can talk about all the positives. Turnovers kill you in this league. They just do. It lost the Lions the game last night.
Right.
Soon as they fumbled, whoop, game changed. So, you know, as we try to evaluate this team and players and the coaches and all this stuff, mistakes kill you. And it's hard to evaluate when you're making those kind of mistakes. I don't know if Matt Ryan will have another game this season, Mike, where he throws two pick sixes and one's tipped like that and they'd return it. You know, I don't know if he'll have another game like that. He might, but it's so rare and unusual that those things transpire like that at the end of a game or in the fourth quarter where you get two of them. But at the end of the day, they happened. And so that's a part of this game and, you know, part of the box score.
Hey, man, you know, to rally back from 18, close it to 3, and then lose by 23 is just, as we said yesterday, so Falcony. But hopefully, like I said, Matt, you know, and guys, yeah, speaking of Matt, you brought this up yesterday. We talked about the arm strength. One of our listeners brought it up when we were talking about it at 520. You guys get older, like I said, unless, you know, you're working, you know, like Brady does, and he's just a freak. You know, Matt, you know, there was one throw I talked about with Calvin Ridley where, again, that's a big play, guys. Get a 30-40-yard gain. Maybe Ridley breaks a tackle, goes to the house. You know, that's big. Big momentum, big plays. I'd love to see us have the ability to go with the explosive plays. Tampa's defense basically kept everything underneath. There was no vertical passing game for us on Sunday. Let's hope that changes against the Giants.
Yeah, I hope so. Hey, the BetQL Network is available nationwide on the Odyssey mobile app and website, guys. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. It's your one-stop shop for betting info. Get sports betting tips from local talent, national experts. That's BetQL Network only on the Odyssey app. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to hear from Kirby Smart. Vandy's up next. Now, if you're a dog fan, you love this trip. Going to Nashville, hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fun trip. Usually, you know, they're up by 40 at half. Just tell it like it is. And then you get the chance to hit the town a little bit more. But this is also another game where you can allow things to work in your favor to get ready for some of these other games, Mike. And part of this is, what's JT's status for Vandy? Are you going to split time with him in the Vandy game? So Kirby talked a little bit about that. We'll let you hear that coming up. And also, I'd like to see more in the running game. You know, if so, what if they run for 500 yards on Saturday? I'd like to see them get that going.
Right. I think you and I were in Vegas, I guess, what was it? Was it like 5 years ago? Yeah, the same year as the Super Bowl season. Remember, they lost to Vandy in Athens, 17-16?
Oh, yeah.
And you and I were losing our minds. And I think it was like was that like the first year of targeting? I'll have to go back and look.
I think you're right.
I have to go back and see who got ejected, because I remember you and I lost the bet because you and I had a parlay, and the only thing we didn't get was, again, you never remember the wins, you only remember the bad beats, as Scott Van Pelt would say.
I remember, yes,
we were at Palazzo. What was that? The giant, the really cool sports bar at Palazzo. Your boy is like runs the joint.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about, goodness.
Emerald, what the hell is the name of that joint?
Legazzi's.
Legazzi's. That place was, man, that was my favorite place to watch a game in Vegas.
Yeah, good spot, man.
Bush.
All right, man, more on the dogs coming up. But when we come back, it's Yeah Man, No Man on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Dukes and Bell. Coming up, we're going to talk more college football. Joe Patrick's going to join us, talk about the Braves, brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Braves big win last night. Can they continue to get dubs as we count down to the end of the season? And also, Mike mentioned some more guy talk coming up as far as the Manning broadcast, which has been a hit. I think it was 800,000 was the viewership in week one. I don't know if it'll be more in week two, Mike, but you know what you're getting is this fractured, I guess, broadcast with people that want to watch the game on ABC, which, you know, that's the normal broadcast. But it all goes into the ESPN bucket, doesn't it? I mean, at the end of the day?
Right. Yeah, ESPN with Lewis Riddick and Steve Levy and Brian Greasy, which is, again, nothing wrong with the broadcast, but I mean, ever since I got a taste of the Manning cast, and Chris said it went up about 100,000, so it was about 900,000.
Okay, there it is.
So I think guys like us and people talking about it, and just, you know, word of mouth, you know, how cool it was. And again, some people might find it distracting, but and the guests are great. They had Brett Favre on in the second half, and they had Pat McAfee, and some really funny stories.
Yeah, for me, I've done this for years, and people thought I was weird, my friends. I watch the game a lot of times on mute because I want to just take the game in. I want to see the action, let the pitchers speak. And so it's not uncommon for me to have done that. But now to add that audio to the side, you know, of the screen, right. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I loved it week one, and I'm with you. I'll continue to watch as long as it's probably on. And I think they're going to take a break is what Bo told us. Speaking of Bo, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like I should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
He's 6'1".
Not really.
From Florida.
Kennesaw State.
And gives rapid fire questions. It's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Bo Morgan. Brought to
All right.
you by the Georgia Hemp Company.
Sorry, Georgia Hemp Company. Hey, Bo, what's going on today?
Stop stepping on my sponsor, Carl.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Georgia Hemp Company. Hey, man.
What's going on? Hey, I'm glad you guys were talking about the Manning thing because I actually have a couple of cuts that I had Chris pull earlier from the broadcast. And one of my favorite parts, by the way, is when Peyton won't shut up and Eli is sitting there and you can tell he wants to talk and then he starts, like, rolling his eyes and he kind of starts bobbing his head and he just kind of waits and waits. And then even a couple of times last night he went to talk and then Peyton Peyton just has so much that he wants to say. I think it's the enthusiasm of the love of the game because I love Eli, but Peyton is the one that gets the good stuff out of the guests and actually really gives you the good information. And maybe you just respect it more because, you know, everybody kind of always said he was the better of the two, which he was. There's no doubt about that. Well, last night, one of the things he decided he was going to do was, you know, predict a play.
A little play action shot here for a touchdown. Lions to go up early. And that's about what I know. A run up the middle for $1. Yeah, nice call, Romo.
Here's brother. Way to go, Romo. Yeah. But again, he just still didn't like the call. The call was not effective. It was a 1 yard gain.
Yeah, it's just funny how, you know, he does all the talking and all Eli goes is, yeah, nice call, Romo. It just kind of rips him.
I like it. Like I said, I mean, I dig it. Again, if, you know, from fantasy aspect, and when was it Aaron Jones had the big night? You know, they were talking about, like, hey, well, you got him in your fantasy team. So they get all the things that people, like the casual viewer, is looking for if you don't have any skin in the game. You know what I mean, Carl, with his two teams?
I know. And I think most people who don't watch those teams that are on, this gives you something else to watch and listen for. And maybe you've learned something else about your team, you know? So, again, I'm just saying no one studied like Peyton Manning. So, from that standpoint, he's giving you stuff, again, the wet ball drill last night. Nobody talks about that. Nobody. So, it was really good stuff.
Yeah, one more thing that I pulled is, and, you know, like, real quick, these Detroit, Green Bay, dude, I don't care. Okay, until in week two, I really don't care. I need playoff implications. Now, I want to watch the game, but it's a lot more fun to watch the game with the sound up on one TV and watch the Braves game with the sound down because I don't need the sound up for Braves and watch the Mannings tell these stories because I'm a football nerd. I'm a sports nerd. I enjoy that part of it. Real quick, the one thing that, I mean, look, what is a good Manning conversation without taking a shot at the Patriots?
That second Super Bowl in Indianapolis, and they practiced at your facility all week. Were you a little nervous going back in your facility the next year that they didn't have, like, cameras in your quarterback room?
Every time I played against New England, I used to go and talk to my receivers, like, in the shower in the far corner. I'm like, don't talk about a play next to my locker because I know it's bugged.
I know it's bugged.
They thought, yeah.
After all of that stuff that happened with the Patriots, Mike, why wouldn't you believe that?
I wouldn't put it past them. Not to mention, look, guys, you know, for those, I think maybe younger viewers or listeners, I should say, don't remember just how funky it got. They changed the rules of how secondary could cover wide receivers in the NFL because of Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison and Peyton and the way the Patriots used to mug him. Not to mention all those things on the margins that Belichick's minions were doing over the years. So why not, right?
Well, yeah. Well, what you don't hear is Peyton even said, he goes, yeah, I know it kind of looked weird, but we'd have like five guys in the back of the shower, but we'd be going over strategy. mean,
trust no one, especially once they've had access to your place.
I mean, it just makes you laugh at the great lengths these teams have went to try to, you know, keep the Patriots at right. bay, and none of it really worked at all. So right. what are you going to do? So Mark Davis is I would say he's kind of a punchline to most people. But he's kind of a figure that has kind of been looked at as like a Fredo. But, you know, maybe he does deserve some credit for some of the things, getting the Raiders out of Oakland into Vegas, getting the stadium built. And now Andrea Kramer is doing she's doing a profile on him, which I believe will air tonight on Real Sports. And John Gruden had some interesting comments on Davis and his hair.
Mark has been able to realize his father's dream of building the Raiders a new stadium, and has brought back one of football's most dynamic coaches in John Gruden.
Certainly, Mark Davis has taken his share of people making fun of him for the hair.
Well, I think that's a bunch of bull. If you know Mark Davis, you like Mark Davis. And if you don't know Mark Davis, you can have your own opinion. But he kept swinging, he kept digging, he kept producing, and look where we are now.
Sure, he's got a haircut like a moron, okay? You took a bowl, you cut around it, that's this guy's lid. You'd think, honestly, I'd get a toupee that would look better than that thing on that guy's head, but what the hell? Still got a hot chick on his arm. He's an owner in the NFL. Isn't that right, Squid?
That's right, John. Thanks for joining us, Coach. I always appreciate your,
You don't like Mark. You know, we have a problem. You don't like that weirdo and his goofy haircut and the stupid white suits. What is he on, Fantasy Island, Carl? He all does right. look like that. He does.
I mean, why are you wearing white all the time? Anyway, back to you, Bo. Sorry.
Well, I guess it's the ultimate, you know, it goes completely against everything the Raiders, the silver and black, you know, the kind of the evil empire kind of thing at one point. That was kind of their deal. So, yeah, man, no, man, Mark Davis deserves more credit for the things he's actually done for the Raiders than he gets.
It's a great question. And I got to tell you, yeah, he does. Listen, nobody really thought this was going to happen. Go back 5-6 years ago. Right. And we were talking about the Raiders could end up in Vegas. And everybody said, that's not going to happen. No way. And he facilitated this thing, ended up, you know, parlaying this thing into a new stadium. You've already got a fan base that really loves the Raiders. And Mike, you know this. I mean, there are people who drive. They make that drive from Cali. Yeah. And they go to these games. So it's – I think it was a smart move in many ways, and for a guy that is considered to be a goofball, like Mike and I say all the time, just because of the haircut, he's actually been brilliant in how he's presented this and done it. I'm going to give him a lot more credit. Now they got to win games. Now you still got Gruden in eight more, 9 more years or whatever it is in this contract. You got to win some games, man.
But remember, we had Snoop Dogg years ago on the radio. This is, I think, was the year I was working with David Pollack at the time, and we were talking. He's a big Raiders fan, and I go, Snoop, at this point, somebody might want to push Al down a flight of stairs. They got to get somebody else to call the shots. And Snoop's like, oh, that's cold, but accurate. So you know, remember his dad did a lot of silly things at the end. You know, I mean, and we just talked about our legacy when you've got bad personnel decisions, and some of those, you know, they will set you back, Carl. You know, when you draft the wrong quarterback, when you keep going for wide receivers and stuff, there's just elements that, you know, Al at the end where he lost his fastball, and then, you know, and you're in a tough spot because you're the son of a legend. You're right. Maybe we are too hard on him. Just maybe fix that haircut.
From 2000 to about 2010, maybe I'd have to go back and look. For a decade, the Raiders were awful. For a decade.
They missed their window. If you remember, they missed their window. The Tuck rule killed them the first time. Siragusa fell on Rich Gannon the second time.
Hurt him.
And then by the time they get to the Super Bowl, they're just not that good. Remember, they made the trade. Gruden goes to Tampa Bay. That team was good enough to win the AFC, but their best teams were those first two teams that lost to the playoffs.
I agree. And then after that, it was draft pick after draft pick after draft. Coach, find a general manager.
Jamarcus Russell's a fine quarterback. Yeah. You know, that die on that hill.
Great quarterback.
A great quarterback, Carl.
Okay. You say so.
And by the way, guys, one parting shot as we got to get out of here. The Superdome caught on fire today. Yes, the roof of the Superdome caught on fire.
The roof is on fire.
Yeah. We definitely don't need any water. Let that mother blacker burn.
No, we don't need that.
Get this. It was a pressure washing incident.
Going horribly wrong? Going horribly wrong? Yeah.
Wait. Does a pressure watch can catch on fire?
Well, some pressure washers have fuel, and I believe it was some kind of a grease tub or something that was up there.
Okay. Because you're scaring me, boy. It makes me not want to bring out my pressure washer.
All right, you know, now that most of the people have gotten through the hurricane, can we do the joke now, Carl? Yes, the Superdome had a fire, and there was literally dozens of dollars in damage down there.
Well, Carl, you could just go all electric like Mike has all his power.
Hey, trim the holly bushes. Trim the holly bushes today, Carl, with the electric hedge trimmer. It worked.
Oh, yeah, it worked for 5 minutes. Hey, they don't make an electric power washer.
Sure they
do.
Yeah, I'm sure. Let's call Makita.
Actually,
I bet they do.
Actually, they do. They have one with an cord.
Well, it doesn't put out any pressure. There's no way.
How do you know? You ever use it?
No, I'm not going that route.
I got to agree with Carl on this. You'd probably be more effective just peeing on the wall than using an electric pressure washer, to be honest.
You know how electric pressure washer sounds? That's how it sounds.
You know what? It's like going out there with a water pick.
That's how it sounds.
I'm surprised that you take this stance, Mike.
No, I just need there's certain things. Certain things. You need a little pressure. You need some gas, man.
Right.
You need some
juice. Guys, don't forget, Yeah Man, No Man is brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company. And get to my tag.
Yeah,
back
baby.
To school means back to focus. Save 20% online and in-store through September 26th at the Georgia Hemp Company. Location is in Decatur, Sandy Springs, Woodstock, or the GeorgiaHempCompany.com. Hit up my buddy Joe. He will take care of all of your CBD needs.
All right, great stuff. That is Yeah Man, No Man. We're going to talk some college football coming up. We got a lot to dive into, guys. And what's the latest on JT Daniels? It's next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.